And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Thornton Wilder, born Madison, Wisconsin, 1897, author of The Bridge of San Luis Rey, who, in 1934, in Chicago, went to a lecture by Gertrude Stein, was fascinated by her, met her, and they became good friends. Thornton Wilder and Gertrude Stein corresponded for the rest of Stein's life. It was Gertrude Stein's experimental novel, The Making of Americans, that inspired Wilder to write his most famous play, Our Town, in which Wilder created his own version of modernism. The set for Our Town was minimal. The play's narrator was in direct conversation with the audience. But whereas Stein's The Making of Americans was a commercial failure, Our Town was immediately popular, a big success on Broadway. It's become one of the most produced of American plays. In 1937, when Wilder was writing Our Town, he wrote to Gertrude Stein, "I can no longer conceal from you that I'm writing the most beautiful little play you can imagine. It's a little play with all the big subjects in it, and it's a big play with all the little things of life lovingly impressed into it. It's called Our Town, and its third act is based on your ideas as on great pillars, and whether you know it or not, you are in a deep-knit collaboration already." It's the birthday of Isak Dinesen, born in Rungsted near Copenhagen, 1885. Started writing at an early age. One of the first stories she published was about a woman who has a love affair with a ghost. She was living on a coffee plantation in Kenya. Her husband had left her. She said, "I began in the evenings to write stories, fairy tales and romances that would take my mind a long way off." The stories were published in her collection, Seven Gothic Tales, wild, magical stories about such things as a group of people telling jokes, trying to survive a flood, a woman who exchanges her soul with an ape. Isak Dinesen wrote, "Truth is for tailors and shoemakers. I, on the contrary, have always held that the Lord has a penchant for masquerades." Here's a poem for today by David Kirby, Taking It Home to Jerome. In Baton Rouge, there was a DJ on the Soul station who was always urging his listeners to take it on home to Jerome. No one knew who Jerome was, and nobody cared, so it didn't matter. I was, 10, 12? I didn't have anything to take home to anyone. Parents and teachers told us that all we needed to do in this world were three things: be happy, do good, and find work that fulfills you. But I also wanted to learn that trick where you grab your left ankle in your right hand and then jump through with your other leg. Everything else was to come, everything about love, the sadness of it, knowing it can't last, that all lives must end, all hearts are broken. Sometimes when I'm writing a poem, I feel as though I'm operating that crusher that turns a full-size car into a metal cube the size of a suitcase. At other times, I'm just a secretary. The world has so much to say, and I'm writing it down, this great tenderness. A poem by David Kirby, Taking It Home to Jerome, from his collection Get Up, Please, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.